Well, let us worship God once again. We come this evening to Psalm number 8 as we continue to sing through the Psalms, and we're going to sing the whole of Psalm number 8 verses 1 to 9. How excellent in all the earth, Lord, our Lord, is thy name. Psalm number 8, from the beginning to the end of the Psalm. Join together in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we are encouraged to seek thy face, to seek the face of God early, to seek the face of God in times of emergency, in times of prosperity, in times of temptation, in times of rejoicing, in times of worship, in times of witnessing, in times of suffering and sorrow, in times when we are seeking to know the way of salvation and the way of service, Always we find in the scriptures that in these many varied circumstances of life, God's people have been seeking God's face. And they seek God's face because this is God's desire for us. And the promise is that we will never seek in vain. And as we therefore once again come to pray this evening, help us to remember the needs of those around us as well as our own needs. And so we do pray for our loved ones. We always remember them. And we remember them because we are linked to them in peculiar ways, not only blood, but in other close ties which bind us into a community with them in a way that is unique and not in a manner that is a relationship to the rest of the world. And so we pray for our loved ones, our children, our children's children, our parents, our husbands and wives, our brothers and sisters, and all who are connected to us in these familial relationships and close associations, and for whom we have special affections and special duties. And we pray for the ones especially among them who are not converted, who are perhaps not living in the gutter, as it were, but are not living in godliness either. And so we remember them, and we long, O God, that they would come into this so great salvation. And so we pray for them once again. And for our neighbours we pray, the ones who live next door to us, the ones who live, as it were, over the fence or across the street, and we perhaps don't know them very well, but we see them occasionally, we perhaps have an occasional word with them, but we pray for them also. And we pray for the wider community, and we pray for the nations of the earth, and we pray for the gospel among the nations of the earth. And we pray that at this time, especially when churches are no longer open for public gatherings, nonetheless, we pray that people will be aroused in these days concerning the nature of the gospel and whether, in fact, Christianity has any answers to the needs of the hour. And so we pray for seekers. We know that there must be multitudes of seekers, as well as multitudes who are not seekers. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that the seekers will find, that the careless will become the seekers, and that the gospel would touch their hearts and change their lives. We pray for the preachers of the gospel, and we pray that they would be encouraged in these days when perhaps many are preaching to a recording device and no people before them to show appreciation or disdain. And as we try to preach in these strange circumstances, help us to enter into the community spirit and in our minds to see God's people as we have seen them heretofore. And let our eyes travel from one place in the congregation to another, and to see who is there, and to preach to them as we are wont to do. Help us not only to pray, but as we gather to read the scriptures, to read intelligently and to pray and to listen intently. So, Heavenly Father, help us again as we meet around the word, and that in our prayers and in our praises, in our reading, in our listening, we would do all things for God's glory, and that we would remember that we are in the presence of the Lord, even if we are not in the presence physically and visibly and locally of the people of the Lord. So help us to enter into worship again, O God, the worship that is in spirit and in truth, sincerity, the worship that recognizes God is great, worthy to be praised, that God is the living God who thinks and who plans and who remembers things, who has a particular antagonism towards evil and an appreciation and a delight in that which is good. And so we pray that we would be doing what is good this evening, O Lord, not only what is good but what is godly and what is good for us and good for the people, good for the world and pleasing to the Lord. And always we pray in the name and in the only worthy name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, and once again through his name, his person and his work, we make these our prayers this evening, O Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen. Now we are going to read this evening in the book of Proverbs, and we're going to be reading in chapter 16, and we will begin to read at verse number 16. But in order to introduce the chapter generally, we shall read verse 1. Verse 1 in chapter 16 in Proverbs says, "The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The things we plan, the things we say, God recognizes and responds to them." And then we pick up the reading at verse 16, in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. "How much better it is to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than to be chosen rather than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health to the bones. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboureth for himself, for his mouth craves it of him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A froward or an awkward man, a cantankerous man, troublesome man, soweth strife, and a whisperer separates chief friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbour, and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise evil things, difficult, awkward things. Moving his lips, he brings evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit is better than he that takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord." And so on. And again, we just remind you of these notices, services next Lord's Day, the usual hours, 10:30 and 6 p.m. And again, we encourage our hearers to continue to be hearers and not to despise the circumstances. These are testing times. These are good circumstances. things are not as bad as they could be. And I think there's a danger that we look on the dark side and on the uncertainties of things rather than the certitudes that we find in the scriptures. These are good days, and sometimes it may well be a good thing for us to be absent one from another for a time. We can become too accustomed to good things, and sometimes deprivation and difficulties can test our mettle. And in these days, when we are not able to gather together, this may well be a testing time as to how keen we are to continue worshipping the Lord when there are no witnesses to see us, and when we're enclosed in the confines and indeed the secrecy of our own homes. So these are testing times, and we're all being tested, and it is our hope surely that under the sound of the word of God being preached, that our testing will be a testing unto fruitfulness and patience and endurance and appreciation, when perhaps sooner or later better times come. Maybe better times will not come, but whether they come or not, our task is to endure and to do what is right in the circumstances. And the best and the right thing for us to do always is to hear the word of the Lord. And so we do so in these ways, in these days. And we welcome visitors always to these online services. Well, we're going to continue to sing to God's glory in Psalm number 9, and we sing verses 1 to 9. The opening verse is Psalm number 9, to God's glory.
Lord.